We're holding in Vav Shvat Siman Nunal Halacha Beis to Halacha Zayin. Here we go. We're speaking about Baracha Achrina. So when it comes to Baracha Achrina, whether it's Birkas Hamazon or even the Bracha of Boy and Afashos, you only make these brachas Baracha Achrina if you eat a specific shear, which is the size of a kezayis. Kezayis, interesting, in the Hebrew Peskim, it brought down about 20. It was called 27 smak. And now in terms of, let's say, a schnapps cup, we always say it's a 1 ounce schnapps cup, the 1 ounce schnapps cup, or in grams, it's around 27 grams in mishkal in weight, which is also what the Hebrew price can bring down, in biskechuvis. And if you look, actually, the price can, we went through this b'shem, the Anshi Yerushalayim, that it's the size of your kesher, that small knot of your thumb to the end, which is quite small. Either way, the point is that there's a specific shear in order to make bracha achrina. If you have less than the shear, you don't make a bracha achrina, and it's mashma, it's not a problem. You don't have to have to eat enough to make a bracha achrina, which is an interesting point that they don't push you to do so. Also, when it comes to liquids, you don't say bracha achrina unless you drink a revi'i. It says a taz, actually, it says it. Malalogma is also included, so that's, you have to be careful not to drink a cheekful of a drink because you run into a big suffix. Now, the Kitzur himself says if you drank a kezayis, some say you already have a chiv bracha achrina. So, in order to get out of any doubt, you should always either drink here, you should be careful that either you're drinking less than a kezayis worth, I mean, less than a schnapps cup worth of drink, or at least a revius, which is around 3 ounces. It's so one between 1 ounce and 3 ounces. And the Kitzur points out there's no difference whether it's schnapps or not. She's hinting, I think, to the Maharal Shalom that makes a difference when it comes to schnapps that maybe has a smaller shear because it's so sharp and so chashev. Next halacha is that something that's what's called kibriyasai. A bria means literally a creation, a whole creation. Something that's a full creation. So a walnut, even, I saw the person say, even a kernel of a pomegranate. All these things are complete. A bean that's a full size. So some say that because it's a full size, it's considered chashav and obligated in the bracha achrina, even though it doesn't have the size of a kezayis. So that's considered another doubt, another place of doubt. So this is where a person should be careful. If he's going to have a full kezayis, meaning a full bria of something, even if it is not the size of a kezayis, you can run to a shayla. So therefore, either have a kezayis, or it should not be a bria. For example, it should be if it's broken. If it's broken before the bracha, so then it's not considered a bria. Another example is if you remove the pit. Sometimes when I've said you have the most, I think, common question would be if this person has a date and he wants to eat a date. So when he removes the pit, it's not considered any more whole anymore. Probably his best is to split it into two. So this way you for sure avoid any shayla, because one date will run into the shayla between a bria and a full of kezayis. Well, food is mitzarev to kezayis as a kitzah. That means everything, you could have a combination, let's say, of a piece of an apple and a piece of pear, and together you have a size of kezayis, and if you bechayv in the bracha achrina. Now, here's where it gets very interesting. If a person has something that's half a kezayis or something that you make burn a fashas, and then you have a kezayis, let's give an example, you have a small piece of an apple, and you also have a piece of something that you make baruch mein shalosh, and you have a piece of a date. Or even, says the Kitzur, if you have a half a kezayis of bread. So here's an interesting chiddush. Kitzur says it combines together. So you had a little piece of an apple, a little piece of bread, or a little piece, like we said, of, let's say, a date. Together, it creates a kezayis, and you make a bracha of bread and nefashos. Now the Kitzur takes another jump. He says it would seem to him that if a person ate even half a kezayis, let's say, of a pomegranate, or let's say a date, so really technically on the date, you never make a bar nefashos, you make aleitz. So he has half a date and half a kezayis from something that you make, let's say, because you have a half a date and half a cookie. So together you have a kezayis. So you have a full kezayis together. Now, technically speaking, there's nothing here that you say burn the fashas, but since neither one has a completion of Allah Eitzir or Allah Michia, so therefore, says the Kitzur, you say burn the fashas, it's half of a fella. So I saw some Achayim say, no, you make Allah Eitzir or Allah Michia, we're not sure which one. So it certainly runs into an interesting suffix. unless he says a kitzer, where a person has half a kazais of something that you make afterwards on a michya, and half a kazais of bread. So here too, the combination will give you enough to make other michya, and even though you're eating bread, half of a fellow is another nice, interesting chiddush. Lastly, when it comes to drinking and eating, since it's two different types of categories, so certainly here it doesn't combine to create a shir. Connects. The kitzur teaches us one of the major rules is that eating a kazais like we've been discussing in order to make a bracha achrona has to be there with a certain amount of time. It's called kedei achilas pras, which is based on the maseches eruv, the bread that's used for an eruv, and it's based on a shir that's mentioned legabe someone actually is staying in a house that has tzaras. Kitzur Maisa is considered a shear, a certain amount of time. The major machlik is how much that time is. Amount of time is eating 3 eggs or 4 eggs. The bottom line is it's between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. That's what the price can be down to achrenim. And Al Moshe says that once you're eating something and it takes you longer than 3 minutes, you can't make halamicha, or you can't make bracha achrenim. This is when a ger person makes a moitzi, and throughout the meal, Shabbos meal, he doesn't eat a kezais within 3 minutes. He has a problem that he cannot make birkas hamazon. So it's definitely good to be careful when you're ever eating that your kazais, which again, like I mentioned, at least the minimum size of your finger, that part of the thumb, or a schnapps cup, 27, whatever the shear that we mentioned, should be done within 3 minutes. Now, when it comes to drinking, the drinking is based, the kitzur says, and normally drinking a revius, amount of times it takes you to drink a revius, as we put the answer, which is quite short. That doesn't mean you drink it in one gulp. In fact, they may be even lacking in their chetz. It means in a few gulps. Some poskim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Vilna Gaon, hold that when it comes to drinking, you have up also 3 minutes, meaning it's similar to this shear of eating. So therefore, there's much more to rely on. Now, when it comes to drinking, so of course, like we just said, drinking has a shear. But when it comes to something that you're drinking that takes you a while, like hot tea and coffee, here's a major machleik, because a kitzur comes out, if you're drinking it slowly, even though that's a normal way to drink it, you cannot make a bracha achrona. Other achronim hold you could. The best eitz is, like the Chofetz Chaim himself says, leave over at the end of your coffee enough that's close to the size of 3.3 ounces, meaning a revius, and this way you avoid any of shailas. The last halacha for today is the Shiva Saminim, of course. We know is Eretz Chitos Oyre Gefen Tein Avrim and Eretz Zeit Shemet and Dvash, that means wheat, barley, and actually wheat spelt in wheat, oats, and rye. And then you have the pomegranates, the figs, and the dates. That's shemen, that's zeis, olives, and dates. Honey here, it means dates. And then it says a pasuk, a beautiful pasuk, Eretz Hashlobim Mizguz Tocha Balech, Lachat V'Savata. So bottom line is, since lechem in the Torah is like we just said, it says V'Chat V'Savata V'Rachta, we learn from here that the 5 different grains, which are all included in wheat and barley, is when you make Birkas HaMazon, which is a full, complete 3 brachas min HaTorah, and then you have Birkas HaTorah, which you already mentioned once before, is the Rabbanon, is the Kana de Rabbanon. And something that's not considered full bread, like we learned not too long ago, Pasuk Bava Kisin, is where you make Ala Mechia. Also, when it comes to Geffen, Ala Geffen, that's beautiful bracha of Ala Geffen, again, this is called already Me'ain Sholosh, it's Me'ain the Birkas HaMazon. So when it comes to wine and grapes, whether it's dry, raisins, all types of things, you make this bracha ala gefen, or again, ala eat on the grapes, and figs and pomegranates, olives and dates. We say also this bracha achrenim ein shalosh, which is a kitzur, like we said, of the 3 brachas, plus a teva meiti that's mentioned the birkas hamazon. Mishnah Berurah actually goes through to explain how you see that, especially the end, ketash and toivu meiti v'lakor v'noi derecho. Kitzur Maisa, that's the beautiful bracha of Me'ein Shalosh. And there's a whole discussion in the Pesukim. If a person ate something that he was supposed to bench, the full benching, and he did Me'ein Shalosh, is he ate or not? And the Pesukim say that what you, Me'ikad in Yorak, as the Ritva says, you are Yetzer, but Chatchila wants to wash again and have in mind when he's benching in a Kazais to have in mind what he ate. If a person is able to do so, have a beautiful day.